everybody. Welcome to another season, to another episode of So NWA, the podcast about serving others here in Northwest Arkansas.
That's right. We're your hosts, Enrique, and I'm here with my brother, Juan Carlos. We're both proud natives of our Northwest Arkansas area, and we've seen the community grow and change over the years.
That's right. Each episode, we highlight the entrepreneurs, artists, everyday people who make this area such a great place that we call home. We talk about anything from real estate to local businesses, to restaurants, to hidden gems, to community stories. We cover it all.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, we're not just podcast hosts. We're also local real estate agents in our area, helping people buy, helping people sell, invest, or just get connected here in our Northwest Arkansas area.
Mm-hmm. So whether you're here for the first time, whether you're here for new to our area, or you just love a good story, you're in the right place.
Absolutely, guys. So if you ever need any help again with real estate, whether you're buying, selling, investing, or just exploring our area, feel free to reach out. You can find us on Instagram at SoNWAPodcast or email us at SoNWAPodcast@gmail.com.
Cool, guys. But yeah, let's get into today's episode. You know, we're back for a new season here. It's 2026.
Dude,
Enrique,
crazy.
How are you, man?
Dude, I'm doing well, man. It's crazy how fast the year has came. I felt like 2025 was just kind of a blur, man. It kind of went so fast, and
yeah.
Here we are halfway through January already, so.
Yeah. I think just a year ago, we were recording our first episode. Around this time last year, my wife and I found out that we're expecting our first child. Also second year in real estate for
That's
me.
Right.
2025 was a really good year. I have to say,
mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. So I think for 2026, it's only going to get better. Yes, there's different seasons of things in life, just like anything. But I think the theme for me is to try to do what I can to improve and have a really good year after year.
For sure, man.
Yeah.
And I guess to follow up with that, I mean, what are you looking to improve specifically? Are you looking to more so improve your real estate career, or more so your personal goals, or is it all kind of a mixture of one?
I think it's a mixture of one. It's pretty much every aspect of my life is what I think about now. More than ever, and yes,
right.
I'll say this, folks, if you're tuning in for the first time, this episode will release right after our small little intro video episode that's coming out tomorrow, and we talked about a few things there. If you don't know what we're talking about, or it sounds like I'm repeating myself from that episode, not trying to, but
yeah, but I mean, I can see why it would sound that way. I guess it's a little bit hard not to say the same goals that we're talking about, especially when the short intro that we did.
Yeah. So, but no, I mean, it's my relationship with God. It's my relationship with my wife and my son. So as a family unit, yes, improve my real estate goals. Get more out there, have more business, build my business, things like that. How do I say this? Health and fitness,
right.
Do that as well. So just a little bit of everything to, you know, now I'm 35.
Right, 35. How do you feel being 35, Juan Carlos?
I don't feel like I'm 35. I still feel not 35. But I think it's at the same time, it's just a number.
Right.
But, I tell myself, like, I don't feel 35. I think some people think I don't act 35 or also think
right.
I'm 35.
Well, I wouldn't say, at least in my head, I don't perceive you as a... When I think of 35, I guess my vision is different. I don't know.
Sure.
Just to that note,
sure.
We're about a 10-year age gap. So
yeah,
I'm 25.
Yeah. Correct.
And there are times where I still feel like I'm 18 in terms of I still kind of laugh at the same things that I laughed at back then, or I still kind of have some of the things that I like to do back when I was 18 years old.
Of
course, as you grow, you get different interests and you change in different ways. But I feel like ultimately, you're still generally the same
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
person, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, but
yeah, time just flies by, man.
It does fly by, and I'm happy to be here another day.
For
here
sure, man.
Not only Northwest Arkansas, but here, still, that I think that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a blessing being able to open your eyes and
correct.
Achieve the next day, you know.
Correct. So. Well, so we're excited for this new season, guys. I mean, I think this episode we definitely want to, you know, highlight, we want to recap, we want to acknowledge and pay homage to, you know, our last year with the So NWA podcast, you know, with each other.
Right.
But here, Enrique, quick answer. Coffee or energy drink?
Coffee.
Okay. Morning recording or late night recording?
Morning recording.
Okay. Guest episode or just us talking? That's a hard one.
Oh, that one is hard. Guest.
Okay.
Guest.
Okay. One word to describe last season.
Exploration.
Oh, exploration. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hardest part of doing the podcast.
Just making sure that we keep it entertaining and fun for our guests and for us as well and the listeners.
Okay, that's good. Favorite place we've recorded so far?
Oh, man, for me is whenever we went to John Rex Spivey's parents' house. That
cool.
was super cool.
Yeah,
out
that
there.
Was cool. Yeah,
that
yeah,
was,
yeah.
That
yeah,
was
beautiful
nice.
House. A great time, too.
Oh, for sure. That was a good one.
Episode you tell somebody to start with?
I would say listen to the, if you're from Rogers, you should check into the episode with Mayor Greg Hines.
Okay.
That one's funny, man.
That one is funny.
That one makes me laugh when I think about it.
Yeah. Mic on or camera on, which makes you more nervous?
I would say camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If the podcast disappeared tomorrow, what would you miss the most?
I think just, you know, having this time that we dedicate to do this together and grow together and make this something special and important for us and our listeners. I think that's what I would miss.
Okay. First thing you want to improve this season? Oh, sorry, one thing.
One thing, I guess this is more for me, I guess being even more involved than I already am.
Okay.
Because we're already pretty involved, but if I could do even more, I think that's something that I would enjoy.
Okay. Finish this sentence. This year, this podcast is about?
Growth.
Growth. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now it's your turn.
Okay.
Carlos. Coffee or energy drink?
Oh, coffee all day. Iced coffee every morning, and it's rare that I don't have one.
Iced coffee?
Yeah, iced coffee.
You got to have hot coffee, dog.
Iced coffee, man.
Nah, you're like my fiance. She loves iced coffee, and I can't do it.
I make them every morning at the house, and it's amazing. So, yes.
Okay, morning recording or late night recording?
Oof. I think morning recording.
Mm. Guest episode or just us talking?
I'm going to go with guest episode. I think we both, I do really enjoy talking with you and we have such great conversations, but I think we both really like a guest episode because I think we take so much from the guest.
For sure.
That the experience that I think it like blesses us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
Absolutely.
Like that's what, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. True. One word to describe last season.
One word. Impactful.
Mm.
Yeah.
That one's good.
Yeah.
Most unexpected lesson from podcasting.
Unexpected lesson. Coordination.
Mm.
A little bit more coordinating than I think or that I thought it would need, but not in a bad way. It's just
right.
it was an unexpected lesson because. You know, to edit, to coordinate, to communicate, you know, with the guests, with you, like us, you know, all that is a little bit more fine-tuning. I'm already an organized person, but I would call it like more fine-tuning.
Right.
And I didn't know if I, yes, things can always improve, but I felt like it got even better. So, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
For sure. I think that's important for sure. That Google Calendar, man.
Yeah. Oh,
that
man.
For sure. That's helped me a lot for sure.
I cannot. If it's not on the calendar,
I forget about things if they're not on my calendar,
yes,
dude.
Yes.
I don't even know. Okay, let's see here. Here we go. Hardest part of doing the podcast.
Hardest part of doing the podcast. I think I want to say there's not a hard part for me. And it's kind of weird to say as I'm thinking right
really?
Now. I can say in the beginning when we started recording, the hard part was like taking off, like starting the, hey, everyone, welcome.
Yeah.
That was hard for me because it was like me having to start it. And I, cause I have, like, I want to, and I have to in a way. And I felt like that was
right.
Like,
I'm leading
the podcast.
It's, you know, like something unfamiliar.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
You're putting yourself out there.
But after a few episodes, I learned it and got over it. And I can't think of a hard part of the podcast right now, which
gotcha.
Is, I don't know if
that's
the
we'll have thing. To revisit that question okay. in hard like part. A few episodes and see I mean, what we figure out.
Editing is not hard. Like, maybe content is a little bit hard, like creating content for episodes and maybe
yeah.
ideas to keep it, you said, keep it entertaining for our guests. But the idea is that our guests bring that entertainment, and we just add to it because our guests
right.
are so, you know, this area is so great, and our guests are awesome too, right? That we just add to
absolutely.
It to like a really great story. So I can't even say that's hard, but we'll see. I would
yeah,
say
well,
yeah.
I'm curious to know what comes up this year and what
okay.
that could fall
okay.
off
yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
Favorite place we've recorded so far?
Oh, for sure. John Rex Spivey's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was that
yeah,
one.
With the
that
Spiveys.
Was,
yeah. Yes.
Episode you tell someone to start with.
You know, I gotta say the one of the episodes that really impacted me a lot was with Mayor Nathan Sees.
Yeah.
Because I think he did such a great job with the information he told, how it was personable, you know, his, I don't want to say his status, but like his role in the community.
Right.
So I think it was and that was an early episode. It was one of our like episode 3 or 4, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, to me, it had a little bit of everything. You know, we had some laughs. He had a great story. And I think that was a good episode, too.
For sure.
Yeah. Especially if you're from Pea Ridge and you know, like, the mayor, then I think even more so. But if you're not familiar with it,
yeah.
I think he's a good character.
Like, for someone who maybe, like you said, lives on Pea Ridge and they're not familiar, at least, with who the mayor is, that one, you get to kind of see how he is professionally in his role, like what Carlos said, and also as a person, you know, he talks about his family, he talks about his children.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
So that's a good episode for sure. Alrighty, let's see here. Okay, mic on or camera on? Which makes you more nervous?
I'm gonna go with camera on. Makes me a little bit more nervous. Even when we did our video episode, our little test episode just last week, and I was playing with the footage. I kind of got over that pretty quickly because I was like, you know, I'm self-conscious to, I think most people probably will be when they see themselves on camera, but I think I got over it pretty quickly. So
yeah.
I just said, it is what it is.
For sure. If the podcast disappeared tomorrow, what would you miss most?
What did you say? Like the experiences that we have?
Yeah. Just being able to.
Okay. Yeah. That same thing. Yeah. Having that connection, having that, like consistent meets.
Yeah, yeah, that we have. Guests. We were dedicating that time for
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah, so I would say that's what fun. I missed the most, yes.
One thing you want to improve this season?
It would be our, quality of, quality of content? Like make it even better.
Right.
I think that would probably be a thing. Yes.
Yeah, like uploading on Instagram or just whatever we put out. Is that kind of where you're going?
A better quality, like I want to be more, I want our conversations, not that they're bad. No, I don't think.
No, of course.
Like a better, what can I do to have a better conversation with our guests?
Yeah.
What can I do to make sure our audience connects with us more? So just like a better quality experience. There you go. So I want to give a good quality experience to our guests or to our audience, and that's what I want.
That's good, man. I like that.
Yeah.
And then last here is finish the sentence. This year, this podcast is about blank.
This year it's about. I'm gonna go with growth. Yes, you nailed it.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this before. This year we want the podcast to grow. We want this. Grow even more. We want to bring it to more listeners. We want to, you know, we're doing video this year.
Yeah.
So we believe that's going to help as well. But we want the community to come to the podcast and say, I'm so glad that I heard that episode because now I learned a person in this town and what they do. Or I learned a new restaurant. I know, you know, a new attraction, a new entertainment. That's what I want that the podcast to be so for growth, but you know, it can also be the audience growth too, right?
Like, for sure.
Yeah. That, yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Like they learn something new about either themselves or about whoever they were interested in tuning into, or even about us. And
yeah.
And who knows, maybe we can learn something about our audience as well, you know, they're interacting with our platform. And so, growth, I think, for sure.
I think growth is for sure. You know, this is just kind of like a proud moment for us. Is the podcast, you know, has 1,000 followers, and I could say they're all organic. Like, none of that I paid for, you know, 10,000 followers or whatever. To my knowledge, like, every single follower on the Instagram page is pretty much a local, like, a local business, a local, like, and that I think is pretty cool. I mean, that has more followers than I do as a real estate agent, you know. But that's cool. Like, that's what I wanted. I did not want, you know, pay somebody to give me more followers that are not even real.
Right. No, for sure. You want people who are actually interested in what we're putting out there.
Correct. Yeah, that they're just interested in the podcast.
For sure. Yes. Yeah. And I mean, even if they are, and I've learned this too, you know, they could be following us and maybe they don't like or comment, but they're definitely seeing our content. And maybe they're getting some value out of it that way, you know?
Right.
So they're always keeping an eye out. So I'm hoping that, you know, for all the people who follow the podcast page, thank you guys so much.
Yes, thank you.
That support for us is truly, I couldn't know how to thank you guys enough, really.
So. Yes, the audience, it's you guys who you know, support us to share these stories with, and we just ask that if there was a story or an episode that impacted you guys, please share it. We want to reach more people and just get to know more people. So, but Enrique, here we go. When we started this last year, what did you think this podcast was going to be?
Oh, man. You know, I still remember whenever we
sat down for coffee.
Yeah. It was Kennedy's Coffee. Is that where we went?
No, it was at Heroes Coffee.
Heroes Coffee. That's
over
what
there.
It was.
Yeah. On I was going to say 8th Street, but.
You know, man, I really thought, because you were just like, oh, man, let's start a podcast and we can do this, we can do that. We're just throwing so many ideas out there. And then, of course, you see clips on Instagram and stuff, and there's a lot of people who have a podcast, and sometimes they're just kind of, I don't know, rambling about something random. You know, I didn't really know what to think. I mean, I thought for sure it'd be something that would give value, and it seems that we've been doing that. Mm-hmm. Our guests always let us know how happy and eager and honored they are to be on our episodes with us.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, just thought doing something of value. That's kind of what my mind was.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. What did you think about that? When we started, what did you think about it?
Well, when I wanted to start it, I felt like, what's it going to be? I do believe it's going to be, I don't want to say like something big. I mean, yeah, that would probably be it. I did think it was going to be a storytelling. I do think it's going to be big in my eyes, you know.
I mean, I think so too. I mean, we're highlighting our local folks here, you know, and I think that's so important. You know, there's so many people in our area that you don't know how big of an impact they are in other people's lives. And,
yep.
So I think giving them a platform to even share what they've been doing is huge, man.
Yeah. What surprised us, or what surprised you most about doing the podcast consistently?
I think, for me at least, we would meet so many new people, but then somehow some of these people were connected outside of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that I thought that was something that's always surprised me.
Yeah.
I found that very interesting. And then for you, what surprised you about that?
I think how much fun it was. Yeah. I think meeting these people, hearing their stories, you hear consistency of why they love this area so much. We kept hearing that.
Yeah, that's true.
But they were all different too. Like, I mean, just top of my head, you have like Nathan and Kennedy, Kenny from Pedal It Forward, and Laura, Hips and Clips, and you know, Mr. Resendez, and you know, all these people who either showed up in the last few years or been here for a long time. They love the area, but all their stories were completely different as far as, and that was like, to me, that's so fun. So that surprised me, because not that I didn't think the podcast would be boring, but I felt like it's a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Right. Yeah. Right. You, yeah. Maybe maybe you thought of it more so as like it'd be more on a serious quote unquote type of vibe.
Not serious, but more like,
I guess, informative.
Yeah, maybe like more informative, and I was just having fun with people. But my goal is to have more fun with them.
Yeah, this dude, year. There's so many episodes I look back on, and I just start laughing.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Whenever we were with Kenny, I was drinking that water. You remember that?
Oh yeah. I think we. I don't remember if we cut that out or left.
I think we left it in. Okay. Oh my gosh, that was so bad. I tried so hard not to be choking on the water, dog.
Okay, well, that's a good one. What was a moment last season where you thought, okay, this is actually working?
Let me ask a clarifying question. Working in what way?
That's a good question. I think working in the sense that it seems that maybe the guest is enjoying it, that we're doing something right.
Yeah.
We're doing something, I guess, cool. Yeah. Something like that, I would say. That's how I look at it.
I would say there were several moments, and I guess I'll and they're usually towards the very end. So we'll stop recording. And then we're leaving with the guests, and almost every guest they'll say, "Oh man, I love the way you guys have this set up. I love the energy you guys bring.
Yeah.
You guys make it feel so welcoming." And they say it in different ways because, of course, they're their own person, different from everyone. But we got that almost every time we finished recording, and so that's when I thought, "Oh wow, so we're bringing these people value, and they're actually enjoying what we're doing."
Yeah.
So those moments for me is what. I felt that it's working the way we wanted it to.
Where I felt like it was like this is actually working, guys. I'll tell you the story. So I mean, it's an episode, I guess, two, right? Where it'd be our first guest with Kenny Williams at Pedal It Forward. So I went down to Pedal It Forward to. Did I drop off a bike? So I went over there, dropped off the bike. And I just remember talking to someone, "Hey, I love what you guys do," and we just recorded, I think, one episode, like our episode.
Right.
I was like, "Hey, I love what you guys do. Is there someone that could, you know, come on the podcast and, you know, share their story about what Pedal It Forward is? Because I think it's a great nonprofit and this and that." And they were like, "Oh, okay, yeah, we'll get you in touch with our manager, Kenny Williams." And I was like, "For sure." And then he reached out a few days later, and then when we started recording. I was like, "This is cool."
Yeah.
I just felt like, wow, I just had somebody that, you know, I don't really know, but is doing something really awesome in our town, and they decided to talk to us about it, that I was like, okay, I think this is going to work, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say like our intro episode, I had fun with it, and that was the most important thing.
Yeah, it's fun, man. I think it's always nice that, because there was a lot of people like that we, you know, we met and just, you know, they were happy to share what they were doing, and we were honored to have them.
Yes. Let's jump down to question. Let's go into question number 8. How has the podcast changed you personally?
That's a good question, man. Personally, I think it's helped me learn that. And I've always felt this way, but I think this podcast kind of reiterates this fact that you can always learn something from someone. Doesn't matter what background they come from or how different you are or how much older or how much younger they are than you. I think you can always get something from absolutely anyone in this life. And so, just being able to connect with these great people and just being impacted by their stories and seeing how they have handled hardships. That to me is a very powerful moment for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Okay, okay.
What would you say? How it's impacted you personally?
Very similar. You know, I think I go back and think of the guests that we had.
Right.
And I felt like there was a connection with each guest because you can see that it wasn't about them, that it was about, you can kind of say the community, which whatever they were doing, right? If it was the mayor, if it was Kenny Williams, if it was Mr. Resendez, who else, like, you know, Furman or John, like any of our guests, it seemed like they were all giving right back to the community in one shape or fashion. And I'm not saying like, oh, they just had a job and, you know, contributing to society, right? Like I felt like they were happy to do what they were doing. And because of that, I felt like, wow, they're enjoying what they're doing. they're a positive influence in their sphere, you know, the people around them. And I felt like that had taught me a lot to be like, well, what do I want to do? That what, like, what do, not that I'm saying I'm unhappy at work or anything. I'm just saying, you know, what can I do that would have that similar effect? You know, am I doing that? And I feel like I am, but it was to change it, kind of like, it kind of like reaffirmed what it is.
Yeah, like seeing these people doing that and having this big impact, it almost kind of, I don't know if motivation is the right word, but
it is kind of like a motivation, reaffirming.
Yeah.
I would kind of say that. Yes.
Yeah, I would say so too, man. I mean, just like a good one was, Mr. Resendez. You know,
he's
the principal now at Oakdale Middle School, and his story was a good one, and he talks about as well his son on there.
And
so, it's just cool, man. You know, just seeing the big impact that they have on people around them and how much the community values them. And so I think that's important to see how you can give value to the people around you as well.
Yeah, for sure. Did the podcast push you outside your comfort zone in any way?
Oh, yeah. I'm not big on, I wouldn't say I'm introverted, but I'm not, I guess, how do I say this? I wouldn't consider doing the episodes as networking per se, but I guess it's kind of similar that you're meeting people that you haven't met before.
Yeah.
I can be a little bit, I don't know if awkward is the right word, but I get a little nervous meeting people I haven't really ever met the first time. But yeah.
Yeah.
That would make me feel a little bit.
Okay.
A little nervous for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's similar for you or because you're a people person. I think ever since I met you, you can chat to anyone, dude, and it comes so easy to you. So I don't know if you know, something that made you uncomfortable.
I no one will believe me when I say this, but I just I have to look this word up. It's between an introvert and an extrovert. There's like.
Something, there's a word for that.
And it's like and I have a screenshot because I was like, I think that's me because I get tired. Like I do after a while and I do like talking to people because I think people are important. Anyone can bring a value or anyone can bring something that impacts you, right? Like individually or myself.
Yeah.
So I don't want to disregard anyone in that manner. Generally speaking, you know, so I'm open to those like experiences. I'm open to, you know, those interactions with people. And I think just treating people with kindness and respect and all that stuff. But then I do get tired of like people and I just want to be at my house and like, you know, listen to my music and be with my family and stuff. So it's not like I need to be out all the time. But my wife will say the opposite. She's like, yeah, you do want to be out all the time. But I might say, with specific group of people that I enjoy being around, but who doesn't in that sense? Like, if it's your parents, if it's your siblings, if it's your close friend,
I looked it up and it says I hope I pronounce it right. Ambivert, is that the word?
It sounds familiar, but yeah, what's it say?
It says the often overlooked personality traits, and it says that ambiverts tend to balance traits of both introverts and extroverts, and they're more common. So it can feel comforting at times to label things as one or the other, right or wrong, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So let's say what it says exactly. What is an ambivert? They come to life in either situation. They can turn it off and call to, but they also don't want to pull back for times of quiet introspection.
Yes.
So basically what you were just saying.
Yeah, I can, like, I'll go, like, if I walk into a room and it's, you know, I don't need to talk to everyone. And if I can walk into a group and if I'm not feeling it, man, I'll just go to the corner and... just watch and people watch and be completely fine. Like people watch the whole room, right? Like I don't need to.
Dude,
talk to
if I walk into a room and it's like 20, 30 people and they're all like networking,
it's a lot.
I'm like,
it's a lot. Like, yeah,
I can't. I don't know. It makes me nervous.
Yes,
man.
Yeah.
It freaks me out.
I have to really feel it to be like, I need to go like talk to these people. Yeah.
But what you're good at is we'll be out in public, man, and you somebody can be next to you, and you just start talking to them. I can't do that. I'm too nervous,
man. It's not a secret, but I do that. Yes, but it'll be because there's a connection. Like right now, as you're sitting next to me, you know, if I really like your shoes, I'll just say, dude, oh, those are such cool shoes. Like, you know, yeah. You know, how much were they or something? And I'm asking that question because he's wearing some Jordan 4s, I think. Mm. And I asked that question because, you know, did this guy just pay, you know, $800 for them, or did he buy them for like, you know, $150? That's what interests me as much as the shoe.
Oh man,
so that's a conversation right there, right. And then that I'm interested in.
See, I will do that, but just in my own head.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I can't ask, man.
All the time, man.
I don't know how you do it, but you're good at that, man.
Oh, it's only like, how do I say? It's only just a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
But here, you choose a question from the list.
Here, let me see here. Let me see here. What would be a nice question here? Oh, here we go. Let's talk about how we're heading into the new season. Let's see here. Since we're talking about growth, I think this is a good question. Okay. What does growth look like for us in this season?
What would growth look like in the podcast? More listeners, more quality content.
Correct.
More fun is what I would say. More interactions with the community. Like getting out there more, like putting the SoNWA name out more
into the community and impacting people directly.
Yeah, yeah, like
I think that's great.
I think that's what growth would look like
for sure.
For me, what about for you?
For me, my mind goes to how can we partner with other people locally, whether it be another business or other people who have a podcast. How can we come together?
Oh yeah,
and impact someone, something.
Yeah, no, I that's on the list too. Like I want to do that.
Yeah, so like for that. Sure. That's kind of what growth looks like to me. And that's not to say that if we do or don't do that, that we're not going to grow. But I think that'd be something great to do. I don't know. For example, come have tacos at downtown Springdale from 1 to 5 today.
Yes.
You know, Soul NWA will be giving out food, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. That's just me thinking out loud.
Yes.
But I think doing something like that, something fun like that, with having a direct impact to the community, I think that'd be a great thing to do. Super fun.
Okay, I like that. What advice would you give someone thinking about starting a podcast?
I think, well, one, I kind of touched on that already. One is coordination and scheduling.
Yeah.
That's super important because you have to make time to sit down and record and schedule things with your guests, and as well as if you're going to have a co-host with your co-host, or if you're going to do it on your own, just you know, figure things out that way. I think just being doing your absolute best to be at your best. You know, you come in and try and give it 100%. Just make it enjoyable for yourself and for your guests, and that's what I would say. Mm-hmm. And then learning as well what things you can do to improve the quality of your content and I don't know, the topics of conversation. That's what I would say.
That's good.
Juan Carlos, you're more on the tech side, I would say. So what advice would you give for someone starting a podcast when it comes to that side of things?
On the tech side, yes, I do the editing and things like that. It's not hard. It's very similar to editing like a reel on Instagram in a way. Mm. I think the programs have made it really user friendly. So I will say it's not as challenging as I thought it was
right
in the beginning. It's really that unknown. So honestly, after like 2 or 3 episodes, like it was so much better. And I shout out, you know, it's not a paid sponsorship at all. But I use Riverside FM to edit my stuff, like mm-hmm. the audio and video. So shout out to them. And I use GarageBand. So I literally use an iPad and some mics to do our stuff. Very budget friendly. I think it comes out good. And I just did that research on YouTube. So there was that. But if someone was starting a podcast, and I literally just had a conversation with Victor and Francisco like an hour ago, is... I said, make sure like whatever topic or mm-hmm. podcast you want to start, make sure it's a passion. Make sure it's like something that you care about. Because if it's just something to start and you're just like, well, I'll talk about tables or I'll talk about, you know, my car. I like cars versus a passion for cars is completely different, you know.
Right.
So I said, make sure you have a passion for whatever you want to talk about, because then it's going to seem like work when you're editing, when you're recording, like getting together. You know what I'm saying? If you're just like, I just like it.
Yeah, it'll seem like a chore almost. Right?
Correct, yeah.
Right, and you don't want that negative feeling or energy kind of hanging over you, because then that'll show for sure in your results when it comes to your episodes. Or,
yeah.
I don't know, to your...
I mean, even when you're talking to people about it, like... Yeah, so like if you're gonna do that, I would say make sure have that passion for whatever, like the why. Like, why do you want to start the podcast? Right. So that's what I told Victor and Francisco.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good advice.
Yeah, and I did say this too because they were together. I was like, make sure you guys have good chemistry, because I was like, you know, it's one thing to just be like, oh, you want to do a podcast together, and you guys can't even talk to each other. I think you guys have good chemistry. You guys are completely different, but as long as you guys can have a really good conversation together, I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And they also thought the same. They agreed. You know, it's like, just be careful. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to.
No, I mean, for their case in specific, I think they've been friends for many years.
Yeah.
Good chemistry for sure is definitely important.
Yeah. It's not necessarily the same personality. Just good chemistry.
Yeah. If we could go back and tell ourselves one thing before starting, what would it be?
What number is that?
It's 16.
Thank you. If we can go back and tell ourselves one thing before starting. Dude, that's hard.
Yeah. That one is a hard one.
I want to, not to, like another, I think it's a proud moment. I can't think of something. I'll say this, like, I remember an episode, I think I recorded episode 1, 2, and 3 I record all of them with GarageBand on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And I also edited episode 1, 2, and 3 on GarageBand, which is really, really hard.
Yeah.
And then, like, I switched over to Riverside FM. So if they make it so easy. So I probably would say if I can go back, I'm like, dude, just do that for episode 1, 2, and 3, right? Like, that's probably something. And something we didn't do until later in the episodes was we said, what did I? Oh, like the intro, like, hey everyone, welcome to Sunday. We're local real estate agents, you know. So that, like, we kind of missed that in the first, like, 6, 7 episodes. Like, we just, like, started. And they're not connected necessarily. It's just to more, like, it's advertising. And then, like, as well, like, the intro and is it outro? Like, the ending?
Yeah, the outro.
Like, hey, everyone, if you guys, you know, again, we'd love to help you. Right? So that's something I definitely want to make more standard in our episodes.
Yeah.
I'd probably say that then, yeah. Like, make that... Yeah. That known more in our episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which we have been doing, I think.
Yeah, it was after, like I said, episode 7 or 8 or something like that, where we pretty much, like, remembered to do it. Mm-hmm. We would just forget to do it.
I don't know what I would say, man. I would say to myself, I don't know, I guess just be ready to do something that's, I guess, out of your comfort zone, I guess. You know, I mean, talking on audio for 40 minutes to an hour or however long the episodes are and getting to meet all these people that we've never met before. For me, that's something that's, I guess, even a little bit challenging. So just preparing myself for that.
Okay.
Not that it was a bad thing, of course. You know,
I
love meeting new people, and it's always fun getting to hear experiences and stories and how people end up here in different ways. I guess that's what I would tell myself.
Okay. How do you want this episode to feel different? I'm sorry, how do you want this season to feel different?
Man, just if we can find a way to be even more impactful than we already were, that's what I want.
Okay.
Whether it be, again, through in-person events or doing something for the local community, just being more impactful and more, like, more intentional.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Like, being more intentional with everything that we do, which, not to say that we never were.
Yeah.
But just having a bigger impact.
Okay.
Than we already did with the last season, with this one.
Okay. I said this earlier, is I want, and I think it's similar to you, is I want this season to feel different by adding more value, more quality,
mm-hmm.
quality content, more yeah. quality episodes from us. Like if it means more research on the guests, if it means more, just a better experience for us and the guest, if that makes sense, that it just comes out better.
Mm.
I don't know. I think the video part will change the dynamic.
I think so too.
Yeah, so that's the thing that, you know, we're thinking of is, you know, this is audio, you guys just listening to it. I think the video aspect will change some of the dynamics between Enrique and I, because we're gonna obviously be looking at camera and making, you know, shorter reels or things
yeah.
of an episode. So I think that changes, that's gonna change, like, you know, how we think we look and what we should be recording and things like that, right?
Right, and then so also with our audience too, the way they interact with our content now, that'll be something
oh, yeah,
for sure
yeah, yeah,
on
yeah.
on their part as well. So right, for you so. Guys tuning in, like, you know, yeah. it'll be different. And just to say that too, for our first episode, I don't want to say the guests yet because we'll
oh,
announce
yeah,
it.
No, yeah,
but
yeah, we're excited.
But
yeah,
what
yeah.
what I will say is we're gonna be recording at not in a podcast studio, but an actual.
I mean, we could say
place.
Yeah. So yeah, so we'll be recording with a guest at Iron Horse Coffee.
Yeah.
Next week, and we're excited because I think it's someone you've asked. And I, honestly, this is my favorite part. Is literally. Like, I remember asking myself, or like reaching out to the Peddler's Pub, and then Nathan hooked us up, right?
Yeah.
And then you asked for this guest, and I literally just reached out to him on Instagram and said, hey, I'd love to, you know, tell your story and, you know, on our podcast. And the guy was like, oh yeah, 100%. Like, you know, we had to reschedule twice last year.
Right.
But that's normal. Like, things happen.
For sure.
And we were going to record at Iron Horse and just do kind of some video, but mainly audio. And, you know, I hope that really, you know, of course, it gets us more listeners, gets us grow as our audience and things like that, our presence. But I'm really excited because, I you know, honestly, these people just take a chance on us.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that means a lot to me.
And we appreciate that they're willing to sit down with us and invest their time with us, because I say this on almost every episode, man, but time is so valuable, dude. You don't ever get any time back. And so... the fact that they're willing to share that with us, dude, I feel honored when they're willing to sit down with us. So.
Yes, yes, yes. No, it is. It does mean a lot. So, all right, last question. You pick it, Enrique.
And then, last question.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. Okay, let's see here. Why should someone stick around if this is their first time listening? They didn't listen to nothing. Not last year. This is the first thing they're listening to.
Why should they stick around? Honestly, I think in the way that we've formatted the episodes, I really think that each episode will bring some type of value to themselves and to the community. And what I mean by that is each episode is essentially formatted this way where, you know, the first 5-10 minutes is kind of us, like, and the guest, community, you know, engaging, talking, like, who are we, what do we do, and just having fun. Then, you know, the next 30 minutes of it is the guests themselves and who they are and why this area has impacted them so much and why they're here. Why do they stay here and not leave? If they're from here and they haven't left,
mm-hmm.
or if they moved here for a job and then they haven't left, you know, all these things. So it's going to be their why they're here in Northwest Arkansas. And then the last, you know, 10, 15 minutes of the episode is the guest's favorites, like favorite restaurant, favorite park, what they do, you know,
mm-hmm.
what their local activity is when they come, you know, with their families, little tricks and tips of the area that if you're a new listener or if you're new to the area, or maybe you just didn't know. Do you remember that episode I think it was with Keegan, and he was telling us that there was like that golden Buddha in the woods?
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
I mean, just like, you know, I mean,
there's so many things that you don't know about.
Yeah, exactly.
There,
there's so many things that you don't know that I think each episode you'll get. I mean, heck, you can even fast forward to that part of the episode. Like, that's still bringing value to
yeah.
you. Like, if you didn't want to listen to us and you're like, all right, I'm going to go to the last 15 minutes of that episode, they're going to tell you why that's their favorite burger spot. They're going to tell you why that's their favorite drink spot or their favorite bike trail or something like that. And I think that in itself is just putting it right back in the community. Like, this is why I love this area. Mm-hmm. So if this is your first time listening, we already have like 23 episodes, and you have 23 episodes of that, right? So I think that's why you should stay. Stick around and listen.
Yeah, I think Juan Carlos hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many different things in our area, and depending on what you like to do, I think our area has somewhere that's going to fit in with what you like to do.
Yes, exactly. You'll find something that for you. And you know, you can totally search up anything on Google and do whatever, but this is just more of a personal recommendation.
I think it's different in that way.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, it's like someone is saying this is it.
Yeah, because sometimes on Google you just get like sponsored things that are showing up, and it's like, yeah, well, that's cool, but I'm trying to see like what are the locals like, you know?
There you go. That's a local thing.
So that's kind of what we're kind of trying to get at.
But, you know, folks, thank you for tuning in to our new season, to our new episode. I think there's great things coming this year. We're excited. We have some really great people lined up. And I'm just excited. So please, you know, if you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends and family. Share it on social media. You can tag us on Instagram at SoNWAPodcast. If there's someone you want to recommend, send us an email. We'll gladly get in touch with them.
Absolutely.
I just got in touch with the owner for Iron Horse.
You go.
Like, I love Iron Horse. I like going down there. They have the best cheesecake, in my opinion.
I haven't tried it. I have to check it out.
Yeah, and I'm excited to just connect with them. So, Enrique, you know, thank you for your time. It means a lot. But guys, if there's, like I said, follow us if there's something else we can do, and we'll kind of go from there. If you ever need help with any real estate needs, Enrique and I are here to help you. Just reach out to us. All our info is on Instagram. So take care, guys.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.